The 17th chapter. That a very contemplative list not meddle him with active life, nor of anything that is done or spoken about him, nor yet to answer to his blamers in excusing of himself. In the Gospel of St. Luke it is written that when our Lord was in the house of Martha, her sister, all the time that Martha made her busy about the dighting of his meat, Mary, her sister, sat at his feet. And in hearing of his word, she beheld not to the business of her sister, although her business was good and full holy, for truly it is the first part of active life, nor yet to the preciousness of his blessed body, nor to the sweet voice and the words of his manhood, although it is better and holier, for it is the second part of active life and the first of contemplative life. But to the sovereignest wisdom of his Godhead lapped in the dark words of his manhood, thither beheld she with all the love of her heart. For from thence she would not remove, for nothing that she saw nor heard spoken nor done about her, but sat full still in her body, with many a sweet privy and a listy love pressed upon that high cloud of unknowing betwixt her and her God. For one thing I tell thee, that there was never yet pure creature in this life, nor never yet shall be, so high ravished in contemplation and love of the Godhead, that there is not evermore a high and wonderful cloud of unknowing betwixt him and his God. In this cloud it was that Mary was occupied with many a privy love pressed. And why? Because it was the best and the holiest part of contemplation that may be in this life, and from this part her list not remove for nothing. Insomuch that when her sister Martha complained to our Lord of her, and bade him bid her sister rise and help her, and let her not so work and travail by herself, she sat full still, and answered not with one word, nor showed not as much as a grumbling gesture against her sister for any plaint that she could make.